Well, welcome back to HealthLink On Air, produced each week by SUNY Upstate Medical University, making the academic difference in healthcare in the Central New York community. And this is your host, Tricia Torrey, every patient's advocate. Well, listeners, I'd like to introduce you to a new guest this morning, someone who has not joined us before on HealthLink On Air, but perhaps will become a regular guest, Dr. Alvira Seghetti, PhD, RN, Dean, and Professor of the College of Nursing at SUNY Upstate. And welcome, Dr. Seghetti.
Thank you. I'm delighted to be here.
Well, we're glad you could be here, too, because I know nursing is something that has just changed so dramatically over the last however many years, and I don't think a lot of us even thinking of it changing nearly to the extent it has, so I think this will be an interesting conversation. You know, when I think of nursing, I think of back when I grew up in the 50s and maybe into the 60s, and I think of white caps and white shoes and white dresses, and there are so many changes in nursing, that doesn't even happen anymore, does it?
Not at all. Today we are trying to make sure that we have the patient first, and we have educated nurses taking care of these patients. They are sicker, and they have far less time in our care. They are responsible for their own health care in conjunction with us. So times certainly have changed.
They really have changed. Well, there's a huge nursing shortage already, and I've just read that it's growing to, they say we'll be short, in the U.S. we'll be short 500,000 more nurses by 2025 because of the aging baby boomers. I think having to do with both the fact that nurses are retiring as well as more patients. Now you're trying to address that shortage, aren't you?
Yes, we truly are, because we're the rising baby boomers. And we want someone to take care of us when we aren't capable of doing it. But there are other things that have occurred. There's so many areas that people who would have been nurses in the past can go into today. Engineering, architecture, law, just to name a few. And most of the medical school classes have over half women as opposed to men, as was traditional.
Well, and that's what's interesting to me. I think what you're referring to is the fact that we who grew up in the 50s and 60s, we kind of had our choice among maybe three careers, didn't we, if we wanted to be professionals. Maybe we could be teachers.
Or social workers, or nurses.
Or nurses, and that was kind of it. But it's interesting because what we've evolved to now is that women have many more choices, but also men are becoming nurses.
Men are becoming nurses, and they are very good nurses. It's not as segregated by sex anymore. There are people who want to help patients, and I think that's the key, is they want to be helpers and be involved in healthcare.
Well, let's also talk about all the different kinds of nurses, because that's fascinating to me. There really aren't too many just plain nurses anymore, are they? They've got all kinds of titles. So let's talk about what they are and what those careers are.
Well, in Central New York, most people go to a two-year nursing program. They graduate with an associate degree.
And that would be like at OCC or St. Joe's or one of those nursing programs?
That's correct.
Okay.
We have 8 feeder schools that we have that feed into us. We are what's called an upper division program. That means that people are already licensed.
Okay.
Now, licensed means that you're a registered nurse.
That's
you're
the
registered
RN.
With the state.
Okay.
You would also have an associate degree.
Okay.
If you're coming out of school. We take that individual who is registered, so an RN, and take them to either the bachelor's degree or the master's degree.
Okay.
And if they go to the bachelor's route and they go full-time, it takes 2 full years. If they go the master's route and are full-time, it takes 3 full years. Summers included.
Okay.
But that takes an awful lot of self-discipline because it's a heavy load for students.
Well, it's medical school in a different way.
No, it's nursing.
It's nursing.
And
well, tell me the difference.
In medicine and nursing?
Well, just in the fact that you made the distinction, and I think it's important for people to know, those really are 2 different approaches, aren't they?
What I was talking about when I said RN to bachelor's, those are 2 academic years, a fall semester, a spring semester with summer off.
Mm-hmm.
If you're going for 3 full years, you're going fall, spring, and summer.
All 52 weeks of the year.
All 52 weeks of the year.
All right.
And so it's an intense program, but it lets people finish sooner where they can work in their new job and make more money quicker.
Well, now let's talk about if you do the BS. So you have an RN who comes to you, perhaps has some experience with, and they've gotten their license, and now they want to go on and get a bachelor's degree. What kinds of careers can they choose with a bachelor's degree?
They can work in the community, and they can also work in an inpatient setting of whatever type.
In a hospital?
They can work in a hospital. They can work as a school nurse, those kinds of things.
Okay.
It takes the master's or the specialty to move to the next level, where you can do either intensive inpatient care, and we generally call those a clinical nurse specialist.
Okay.
Where their area of specialty, if you get the degree from us, is in adult medical surgical kind of nursing. It may be pulmonary, it may be cardiovascular, it may be neuro. Or you can be a primary health care nurse, which is your nurse practitioner, and that's for keeping people well.
Yes.
And monitoring chronic diseases.
And nurse practitioners work very much like a family practice doctor, don't they?
They work very similar, and they work hand in hand.
Yes, they do. And they can even prescribe medicines.
Nurses operate on their own license, and they have prescriptive privileges. In order for them to be able to bill Medicare or Medicaid, they must be nationally certified.
Okay.
And that's taking a national exam. New York does not require the national exam to practice as a nurse practitioner in the state.
It does not. All right. So these are the nurses that have gone through the 3-year master's program and they have become nurse practitioners. Do they also specialize?
Let me back up a minute.
Okay.
I only gave you the 2 RN areas.
Oh, okay.
We have someone who has a bachelor's degree in nursing can come in and in 2 academic years complete the master's program.
Uh-huh.
So you can come without coming just as an associate degree prepared nurse.
Okay.
So, and we get people from out of state who move here. I have a number of students who are coming down from Fort Drum.
Mm-hmm.
They got transferred here. They want to get their master's degree, they have a bachelor's in nursing, and they're coming to us.
All right. Now, they're becoming nurse practitioners then. I don't want to lose that because I think nurse practitioner is an important concept for our listeners to understand because there are many things. They may be running into nurse practitioners and don't realize that they have this extended experience and extended education. Where might they see a nurse practitioner?
You may see a nurse practitioner in your physician's office.
Mm-hmm.
In Syracuse, we have 2 nurse practitioners who have their own office.
Uh-huh.
For primary care.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not unusual to see a nurse practitioner in a physician's office.
Do we see nurse practitioners in relation to mental health at all?
Yes, and it's nice you brought that up. We've had such a dearth of people with mental health background in Central New York that we were very fortunate and just started a family psychiatric mental health nurse practitioner program at SUNY Upstate in the College of Nursing. And I'm very excited. My goal was to have 10 students. I know of 18 that are in that right now.
That's fabulous because we know we just don't have enough mental health professionals in this area and especially in the rural areas. And so these are people who will be trained to handle those kinds of things?
These are people who will be able to carry a caseload in any area, and we're hoping that a number of them will be in the rural areas because we've not had, those are some of the areas that have a total lack of availability.
Right, right. I would assume that you're always recruiting new nurses to come in and study and get their bachelor's and their master's degrees. So how does someone who's interested in learning more about these careers, how do they enter SUNY Upstate?
Well, the key we're finding is the web.
Okay.
So they can either go to the SUNY Upstate webpage, mm-hmm. which is www.upstate.edu, and click on College of Nursing.
Mm-hmm.
That's one way.
Okay.
And you can email me. My picture's there. You can click on it and send me an email, and I do try to respond within 24 hours.
Okay.
If you have other information, you can call the college, the admissions office for SUNY Upstate, And that number is 464-4570.
Now, I have to think that people who would be interested may know that they want to go on from where they are, from their RN licensing, but they may not even understand all the ways they can go on and all the choices they can make. Is there someone who can sit with them and walk them through all the possibilities?
Our admissions office is glad to do it, or we in the College of Nursing, and you can call that number, which is 464-4276. Make an appointment with someone, just ask for an appointment, and we'll be glad to sit down and show you ways that you can succeed.
Well, I think you must be doing something right, because I just heard recently that you've had all of a sudden a much larger enrollment than you ever expected to have. So speak to us about that. Is there room in these classes for folks?
There's room in the classes. The key is get your application in early. Complete it. Don't leave pieces out. Our goal fits with Dr. Smith, and therefore we are responsible for all of Central New York.
Wow, very good. Well, Dr. Seghetti, I think your phones are going to be ringing off the hook, and there are going to be plenty of people looking online, because clearly you have something special to offer them, and I thank you so much for coming by this morning.
Thank you for having me.
And listeners, we're going to take a break now, but we'll be back shortly. This is SUNY Upstate's HealthLink on air on 570 WSYR.